Merritt could hear people arguing through open windows. The smell of baking bread made her tummy rumble with hunger. Beyond lay the noisy industrial part of town. The workshops which produced linen and copper goods were still open. Chariot racers practiced by moonlight and the city's famous training grounds. Merritt could see the waters of the great river shimmering between the enormous buildings. There was a big port here, with boats and trading vessels from all around the world. She reached the riverfront and made her way through crowds of workmen to the edge of the harbor where some dilapidated boats were moored. She stopped outside one and meowed softly like a cat. A man called from under a canopy.
"Who's there?"
"Cats are sacred," replied Merritt. "But it is scary when a leopard enters the city."
The man under the canopy sat up.
"Cats are sacred, but a wild leopard might attack sleeping children."
"The gods protect us from wild leopards," said Merritt.
The man came out on deck. The short conversation about sacred cats and leopards had been a series of passwords to identify him and Merritt to each other.
"Have you bread to barter, lad?"
he asked, indicating the sack on Merritt's shoulder. Merritt nodded.
"One fresh loaf for a small basket of fruit, sir,"